Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jack's be with us about 15 minutes into the hour. Then we got William Lewis popping in because I want him to finish breaking down his amazing new film, Washington, You're Fired, available at InfoWars.com. But Jack, let me just play the Rush Limbaugh. By the way, NBC, ABC, here's their headlines. Rush Limbaugh calling for riots in Denver. Go ahead and play this audio.
Of Carolina. Look, here's the key. Let me try to explain the thinking here in the operations manual for Operation Chaos. And let's not forget what this is about. This is not about securing a nomination for either one of these two. Because I think you suck, Commander-in-Chief U.S. Operation Chaos, think McCain can beat either one of them precisely because of Operation Chaos. They have both been bloody. They're both in the gutter. The bloom's off the rose of Obama. Half the country hates Hillary. We don't now want to reverse course Operation Chaos and secure the nomination for Obama and have this end. We want this to go on. We want the superdelegates to have to make this decision, not the voters of the Democrat Party. This is about chaos. This is why it's called Operation Chaos. It's not called Operation Save Hillary. It's not called Operation Nominate Obama. It's called Operation Chaos. The dream end, I mean, if people say, what's your exit strategy? The dream end of this is that this keeps up to the convention. And that we have a replay of Chicago 1968. With burning cars, protests, fires, literal riots, and all of that. That's the objective here. And there has been nothing that's happened on the battlefield.
All right, stop. He just goes on. Now, a bunch of people, I looked at the number, what, six? Turn my stack. People died during those. Nixon wanted to, then in the 70s, bomb the RNC to get martial law. That's now on Frontline. I mean, I knew this decades ago, but now it's on the news. Recreate 68 has subgroups that say throw blood on cops, attack other people, break cameras, wear armor. They're linked back to big foundation groups that have staged this before. Jack, when we have the left and the right in the stage paradigm wanting riots there, that'll really be used to crack down on further free speech. What's your analysis of what you just heard?
Yes, they want chaos. As you know, Alex, we've known for a long time that their whole point is to bring chaos, and they can crack down more and more and more in the people, many times using the controlled press to tell them how bad it was and how many people were killed and injured and everything. The people will acquiesce many times to the crackdown. So it's out of chaos comes their new world order. So they want as much chaos as possible. And Rush Limbaugh is a part of this globalist antichrist movement.
And I want to add, if there are bombings, deaths, killings, he's not going to get in trouble. If you were I got on air and said, we need riots.
Right.
Or we need to attack police like these leftists are saying, we'd be arrested and we should be. Because that's not free speech. That's calling for crime.
That's it. Yes. And that's what he does, is try to stir up problems and to cause chaos. And if he's successful, then he gets attaboys, you know, good boy, good boy. And he's hoping, and these guys are so foolish, Alex. The police officers, the soldiers, the Rush Limbaughs, they think they're going to be part of the super rich in this world, the caste system of the super rich and the super poor, but they're fools. They are not. They're going to be slaves. Just like the rest of us that aren't super rich, to have $50 billion to $100 billion, you're not going to be part of the super rich. And whatever money you have, Rush Limbaugh, you're going to have taken from you because you're going to be part of the super poor. And they'll keep having him do what he's doing, but he's going to be a slave as much as we are.
Well, it's been analyzed. Rush Limbaugh, with his $289 million contract and other payments, is paid more than his show makes. And it's all Defense Department funded. Literally, that's been analyzed. Just Google it if you want it. We'll be back with the final segment with Officer Jack McClam. Give you his contact info. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we order out of chaos, but we will.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That is from American Dictators. That is President Bush saying restore order out of chaos. That is the main New World Order skull and bones motto. We've always told you that, and then Bush says it in a press conference. In case you missed it, here it is again.
You're free. And freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order. But we order out of chaos, but we will.
Well, there you have it. That's the type of stuff. That's just 15 seconds from the film, American Dictators, documenting how they stage elections between controlling both sides. Jack McClam, in closing, and I want to get you back up in the near future. Really appreciate all your work. I do see bigger strides than I thought we'd even have, but I see the enemy just not caring now. I think it's out of fear they have to just move. And I'm just very upset in my spirit. I have never been on this much on the edge of my seat, even before 9/11, and I went public and said, look out then. I think something really big is about to happen. I know they would have already staged more terror attacks. They would have already done more. If we wouldn't have been exposing their false flag paradigm, their problem reaction solution, Hegelian dialectic. But I want the average cop to know that I'm not your enemy. I don't hate you because you got a uniform and you got authority. I'm tired of growing up and seeing the local sheriff deal the drugs and then send kids to jail who used it. And he later went to prison for that, by the way. You know, I grew up seeing bad stuff. I've seen hundreds of squad car videos of them framing people, beating them up, and it hurts my heart. I mean, I guess I'm a sap, but there's this thing of, it's not even something I was taught. I was taught it, of justice. You know, I mean, I guess watching the old Westerns, I thought that was reality. I mean, you know, I don't understand wanting to hurt innocent people. I don't understand wanting to set up people. I don't understand how you, and I know all cops don't do that. I mean, you know, I've run into nice cops when I was a teenager when I had beer with a date, and they'd take the six-pack out and pour it out. You know, I'm not saying that they're all bad. I've had cops pull me over when I'm speeding and say, oh, Alex, don't speed, because I guess they like the show or whatever. You know, I'm not even saying that's a good thing. The point is that more and more they're scary. And I just am so sad. And, Jack, where do you see all this going?
Well, brother, they just about have total control of the system. They have their judges and prosecutors that are as criminal and serving evil as they are at the very top. They have their law enforcement people in position that are absolute criminals, and many of them killers. And so we're going into this antichrist world government system that of the super rich and the super poor. And so, and they're rushing it because they're scared to death that we may, with God's blessing, get Ron Paul in as president.
By the way, they've also are making, I mean, like 10 big announcements more this week, admitting they're getting rid of the Internet.
Yes, that's right. The Internet's really hurting them bad.
Folks, you better appreciate this while you got it. You better spread the word about this show, these websites, what we do. I mean, this is amazing what's happening. I hope people treasure this.
Get all of those wonderful videos of Alex Jones, folks. Get a bunch of them and get them out, because I'm doing that with my family as we speak. And they're fantastic for waking people up, because it's all based on fact and evidence. And I'm using it with our police and soldiers because it is evidential and factual and based on reality. And so, but folks, do it now, because we may not have this ability in the near future to get this kind of information out. If they're successful with this next false flag bombing of three cities that they hope to pull off.
And that's the intel you're getting?
That's the intel we're getting, that if they're successful, and we're asking all of our listeners to pray that God will just shut them down and destroy them with double destruction like Daniel asked him to do and David asked him to do in the Bible, and he did it. Pray these imprecatory prayers that God just shut them down and destroy them with double destruction.
But here's the reason God...
If they even try to plan these false flag operations in America to put us under martial law. And God is in his heaven on his throne, Alex, and I think if enough of us do that, that God will grant us the blessing to go on and on and on.
I agree, and I mean, let me just stop you. People make fun of us for this, but George Washington literally did that, and it's not our histories, even the Hessian histories of him at Trenton with hundreds of guys shooting at him and the bullets just flying through his hat everywhere, going right through his coat.
Very true.
But the problem is everything the New World Order does touch goes to crap, but at the same time, maybe we deserve all this with 50 million abortions.
Well,
maybe we don't deserve it to be held back.
That's true, brother. The reason this is happening, of course, I read my Bible almost every night, and all throughout the history of the Bible, God's law and God's word, every time his people threw him out, like we've done in America, we've thrown God out of this nation or set back and let it happen, that God has brought his enemies upon his own people to destroy them and enslave them, and that's exactly what's happening now. So we better impress God right away so that he'll put his hand of protection back on America and grant us victory over his enemies. And he will do that if we will just turn back to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
My people,
get back on our knees and ask forgiveness.
Well, I agree with you, but I think people like Luke, when they're threatening to frame him with bombs and send him to prison, I think that does impress God, because I know the spirit of these young people. They're doing this for the right reason, and they're not even afraid of death, Jack. And I'm not either, but I'm a little bit older than them, and I don't want to die. I want to keep fighting the enemy, but if I have to, I'm ready to die. They just don't even care. And
right. Alex, let me share something with you. Very, very exciting. You may already know this, but my assistant, Carol, just went to Montana to meet with Ron Paul. And all across the nation, at the universities, believe it or not, they have these students for Ron Paul coming together. And they had 1,000-plus students there at the Montana University for Ron Paul. And it's really exciting to see these young people who have, most of them have Marxist college professors that try to turn them into New World Order citizens, but they're rebelling and they're going and they're trying to work to help get Ron Paul in as president. They see him as the only solution to getting our leadership back in this nation. And so it's very exciting to see our police officers and soldiers waking up as we hear from them here. And our students are beginning to wake up.
And absolutely. And Jack, I've got to leave it.
They're getting in college.
I've got to leave it right there. Yeah. But you're right. People say, even if he doesn't win the presidency, this has been a gateway to wake up tens of millions of young people. And it's another great victory. Jack, fire out the website.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's police and military against the new world order.com. And you put a hyphen between each word, police and military against the new world order.com, or try this. Now, the feds took down my website about a month ago after they railroaded my webmaster into prison for, you know, Chris Jones that snuck into Bohemian Grove and took pictures. And they've now railroaded.
I mean, is it okay to talk about that? I thought he'd want that on air.
Yeah, it's okay to talk about.
Well, then I may do that at a later date. I need to talk to him before he goes to prison. Yeah, they did set him up
prison.
For going in.
He's in jail right now, and today is his sentencing. So I would ask the people to pray for Chris Jones, that the judge will just let him out. A lot of us have written letters to the judge.
Yeah, folks, for those that don't know, his name wasn't Kyle. It was Chris Jones, and they arrested him and said, boy, we're setting you up because you went in there. And people joke about me doing this stuff or say it was staged. This is real. You don't know about most of the casualties because people don't want you to know. We don't like you to know that the enemy does hit us and hit us hard. But I'm going to have you back on soon, Jack. We will talk to you very, very soon. And you're on weeknights here. Central, tell folks what time.
Yes, it's Pacific time, 5 to 6 p.m. each night, five nights a week. On Genesis Communication Network.
All right, Jack. Well, I want to get you back up soon. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you for all you do for all America and my 9 grandchildren, too. Alex, I love you dearly, brother.
Love you, too, Jack. Take care. I apologize to William Lewis for getting him on 15 minutes late, but I'm just going to have him up. I meant to have him up for a full hour today, and I noticed he was only set up for 30 minutes because the show is so jam-packed. We've got a Nobel Prize winner coming up in the middle of the fourth hour. But his film is just so amazing that this will be a little 5-minute plug. And then we've got a journalist historian coming on about some important issues. But Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C., is just so well done. And it's so effective. It really is the new freedom to fascism is what I call it. You know, the heir apparent to that. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Bridgestone Media Group presents a William Lewis film, Washington, You're Fired. And I just want to get this movie out to everybody, just like American Drug War we're carrying that I consulted on that I'm in that isn't even available yet. We have it first. Only place to get it, American Drug War at InfoWars.com. William, we're about to break, but just in a nutshell, tell us about American Drug War. Do we have William there?
Yeah, this is William, but I might not be the expert on American Drug War.
No, but I mean, Washington, You're Fired. I was just plugging American Drug War, too.
All right. Washington, You're Fired is basically a culmination. It took about 2 years to put all this together, but it's a culmination of all the last 7 or 8 years of spy bills compounded on top of each other, how they relate to each other, what civil liberties they affect, and what the people can do after they watch the movie to help, have some of these things taken off of the books or to prevent them from being passed in the House in the first place.
That's right. They all tie together in Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. They all tie together. And now they just admit, we're listening to all of you, no more Fourth Amendment. The Supreme Court just ruled no more Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is pure tyranny. William Lewis, stay there.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, the union is a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, and they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law. Well, it's a night.
Short segment with William Lewis. The film Washington, You're Fired, available at InfoWars.com right now. We jam-packed guests this week, but I'll get them up for a full hour. next week. He's gotten his film aired on the Free Speech TV network, on Dish Network. It aired throughout the weekend. He is getting into a big film festival in the next few weeks. We just love the success of all these Patriot films, and this is one of the best ones I've seen. It's, again, I would liken it to a Freedom to Fascism, but then it's got a bunch of solutions and just amazing. In the 4 minutes we've got left here, William Lewis, just I want my listeners to all buy the film right now. I want them to get the DVD at InfoWars.com. I want them to have parties, show it to their neighbors. This is something that reaches out to everybody. It's really done in a mainstream way, but also hard-hitting. Gives them the big picture. Tell us in a nutshell about Washington, You're Fired.
Well, in a nutshell, you'll note that there are other documentaries out there, and I'm not talking about yours, of course, because you're the great, but I'm saying that there are other documentaries out there that may not present solutions to the audience, action items, things for them to go out and do and actually combat what we're talking about. And I think that's the real difference here, is we're seeing a lot of people buying this because they can show it to their friends, and not only does it convince their friends of what's going on, but it sort of lifts that veil of secrecy and doom and gloom and presents them with some solutions that they can go out and actively participate in themselves. And you know as well as I do, we've got to keep active no matter what you're doing, no matter whether you're showing this thing to friends, pulling it up on the internet, sending out the emails, blogging about it, whatever. All of that helps to spread the message. All of that brings awareness to the project. All of that helps, you know, helps this movement, because that's what this is developing into, is a nationwide movement to restore the United States Constitution through our House of Representatives.
Continue.
In a nutshell.
Continue. I mean, break down how you tie together this grid they're building to really prove to people that they're butchering the Bill of Rights, because you show this is what the Bill of Rights says. This is how our country's always operated. Now they're changing that illegally.
Well, the USA Patriot Act is a good example. People know that it's bad, and then the rest of the people out there, the other 95%, just support it because the president said it was, you know, what we needed to protect the country. The law enforcement officers, everybody out there supports this USA Patriot Act, not even understanding that, first of all, it was drafted by Viet Dinh, who was a communist, and second of all, it's not even the original bill. It was switched at the last minute with the Viet Dinh communist version of the bill. So, I mean, this is a really good example of some information that people may not be all that aware of. The USA Patriot Act removed about six of our amendments to the Bill of Rights. That's a lot. And it didn't stop there. They continued with, we've got to remove habeas corpus. We've got to remove posse comitatus. We've got to invade your business records and your banking records and your medical privacy. I don't think that the American people have a really firm grasp that they are having every aspect of their right to privacy absolutely invaded, because that's what this is about.
And more than that, your film focuses heavily in on that. It also focuses in on all the other police state aspects of PDD 51 and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I mean, they're openly building FEMA camps. They're openly saying they're getting ready for martial law. Everything we warn people about with the guests we had and covert experts and secret documents 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's all coming to fruition. You know, they're bringing the crops in now. I mean, this is a massive program, and your film covers that.
Absolutely. And, we got a great outpouring from the showing that we had last week on, or it was this past weekend, on Free Speech TV, with people calling us up and just letting us know that they're going to support us and that they're going to get this information out there to other people. We love to hear from you. So, you know, the phone calls and the emails, don't let that stop. You know, keep it up. And email your friends and tell them what's going on, because obviously this is a documentary that's, you know, just a little different than some of the other ones we have to choose from out there.
Absolutely. William Lewis, I want to have you up for a full hour next week. I'm going to have my producer call you and do that. And we really appreciate the fine work you've done with Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C., available right now at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to you soon, William.
Thanks, Alex.
There goes William Lewis. Folks, get Washington, You're Fired, a film about political change in D.C. today. You need this video. We need everybody to see it. And this is great to wake up newcomers. And like he said, it's jam-packed with solutions. This is a film you need. Washington, You're Fired. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
We got Tex Mars in studio next week. First learned about Michael A. Hoffman's work from Tex about 12 years ago. Gave me some of his books. I've read quite a few of them. And he's only with us for an hour today. He'll be with us for 2 hours coming up in the next few months. I want to get him on because there's so many subjects and things he researches that I'm interested in. And he's actually a good researcher. He's actually a very gentlemanly, very intelligent, and focuses in on things that he can prove and document it and does it in a very even-handed way. A lot of people ask, why don't you have this person or that person on to talk about some of the same issues Mr. Hoffman does? I don't, because it's done so shoddily, and it's done so mindlessly that a lot of times those people, it turns out, are working for the other side. But we'll talk to Mr. Hoffman about a host of issues coming up here in just a few minutes. Before we do that, I want to invite all of the visitors to Infowars.com to click on the banner for eFoodsDirect.com, the storable foods company up there at the top, our big sponsor. You know, they've been a sponsor of the network for years. They've been one of my sponsors for a year. He was talking about food shortages then. We're not saying there won't be any food for you to eat, but we're saying food prices would explode and that some things would be hard to get, and that if there's a financial collapse, then you could not, you know, end up not having enough food. That's my main reason, is the financial threat of collapse that's coming up. But even if nothing bad happens, you were protected. You can sleep at night. That's why I've had Storable Foods for more than 10 years. The place I go to get them is the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. There's also fine folks like Interfood, the best green food I found out there, bar none. Two little scoops a day in your apple juice or orange juice tastes great in the juice, and you absorb all the nutrients that you really need. And it doesn't just pass through you like the hard vitamins. Great folks, 10% off all the Interfood products, including their main product, the Interfood itself, at InfoWars.com by linking through on that banner. Get an automatic 10% off buy in bulk. You get 20% on top of that. Or call toll-free 1-800. Let me give you Interfood number. I'm about to give you the eFoods direct number there. Give the Interfood folks a call at 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. And then, of course, last but not least, for the sponsors that make this show possible, newvitality.com, huge, respected, mainline wellness organization, not with any magic cures or stuff that will heal your cataracts or make your heart work like new in 1 hour. Look, I don't pitch stuff like that. They just got high quality, well-priced, super good, everything you can imagine, New Vitality. They've got the Aloe Ease Colon Cleanse. Aloe vera is very well known for cleansing out your body. They got Super Beta Prostate, which is well-known herbs that shrink the prostate and help its overall health. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Okay. We appreciate those sponsors. They literally make this show possible, and we appreciate you supporting them. Okay, going to our guest, I have researched a lot of the claims of Michael A. Hoffman, and he was educated at State University, New York College. He's a former reporter for the New York Bureau of the Associated Press and other publications, the author of several books and articles, including the UK-based magazine, 14 times, and he's moved from New York to Idaho in 1996. He now writes just on a whole host of subjects, the occults, the roots of Freemasonry, white slaves, you name it. We're going to be talking about some of that today with him. But like I said, I read other books by people similar to Mr. Hoffman, and it just turned out being kooky or lies or weird or exaggerated or... You know, just very vitriolic, very tribalistic, very isolated little niches who all fight with other camps that are even very similar to themselves. Just looking at his stuff, I just found that it's very well researched, and that's why even mainstream people that don't like Hoffman have to admit that he's accurate. So that's why we've got him here, because he's serious, and we really appreciate him coming on. Mr. Hoffman, good to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be here.
There's a lot to talk about today, a subject I've talked about because I've seen it in history books quite a bit, know quite a bit about it, but it seems like I tell the public about it and they think I'm lying. Then I read some of your writings about it on your site and some of the things you recommended, and it was even more pervasive than I thought, and that was white slaves. We never seem to hear about the white slaves. Let's start there, then get into the New World Order, the whole occult system, their twilight language, the things you discovered.
Well, the first thing about white slaves is we need to differentiate between the modern understanding of it and then the frame of reference that I'm dealing with. Most people, when they hear about white slavery, they think you're talking about prostitution. And that's, of course, a valid area of study. We know that the Israelis have a large slave market there for people who have been sexually enslaved, but that's not my bailiwick. What I'm concerned about is the enslavement of whites both in Great Britain and in colonial America. And you're absolutely right. This is an obscure, if not entirely unknown, theme in American history. The reasons for that are multifarious, but let's start at the beginning. At the beginning, you had a surplus population in England. Now, just the word surplus is a pejorative because a population of white people should not be any kind of a problem. If you have a large population, you should be able to utilize them, especially in a wealthy country such as Great Britain. But there's no question that the theoreticians of predatory capitalism saw the poor whites as being a surplus. And the question was what to do with them.
Hence and Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada.
Yes, but we're going back to prior to discovery and exploration of Canada and Australia, although Australia would become a white slave dumping ground after the American Revolution succeeded. But prior to that, when you saw the beginning of the enclosure laws, it started under Henry VIII as he began to take over the monastic lands and the lands that historically had represented the divide between the church and the king. And as he usurped that role for himself, you began to see avarice take hold in Great Britain as it seldom had in its past. And they began roping in and fencing in these large commons, as they were known, where...
Hyper-feudalism. There would be large areas around each town that people communally used, and they upped the feudalism and even took that.
Exactly, because feudalism, the term is also considered to be pejorative, but at least in the sense that the peasant in the Catholic Middle Ages of Great Britain was dressed in his own nice wool clothing. He had a sheep or a few sheep to raise. He had a standard of living that existed without usury and without inflation, and he was able to live a type of a life. Once predatory capitalism began to build, and it wasn't a sudden phenomenon, it was gradual, of course, and Henry VIII was himself conflicted about it. But we really see it come on with the victory of what I regard to be the predatory capitalists, which is the rise of the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. Now, she's a heroine in modern American media and in Europe and in the cinema and so forth, but there's a huge disparity between the documentary record on her and what the media portrays her as by these attractive actresses, and she's supposed to be sort of a free thinker. She was nothing of the kind. But the enclosure laws really came into force under her, and they would continue to do so successively with each aristocratic regime that came to the fore in Great Britain. And what this meant was you needed a political theory to go along with it, to go along with how we were going to deal with these surplus whites who were being pushed off the land and driven into the cities, largely London. And from that, we can go back as far as Hyclet, who is called a geographer, but that's actually a euphemism for political scientist, and even more than that. But Hyclet is known to be a geographer, and he's the one that
And we see them to develop what we call eugenics today, and I'm going to see if you agree with this, and that literally the whole system they built. Then you had the Malthusian view that came a little bit later about everything about the state controlling these horrible, dirty ruffians and exterminating them. Please continue.
Yes. Reverend Thomas Malthus is at the turn of the 18th and beginning of the 19th centuries, but you're correct. Malthus was also part of this chain of transmission because what he was doing was he was saying that population is a problem. Now, what's unusual about that is usually when someone is talking about demographics and an enemy's demographics, they say, well, the enemy has too many people. But for a nation to regard its own people as an enemy, this is largely unprecedented in the West. And here we see a revolutionary break between what Western civilization had originally nurtured under Christianity and what was beginning to emerge with the rise of usury and predatory capitalism.
Now let me stop you. I want to be clear here. You're not a communist, from what I've read of yourself. You're explaining the different forms of capitalism, a strip mining of the society, a predator class where they feed on the lower population. You're saying this is a period of blooming of that mindset. We then have the Club of Rome 1993 document written by Richard N. Haass, reissued last year by the Council on Foreign Relations publicly. I don't know if you've seen this, Mr. Hoffman, but this is public. He says we must have a unifying order. Terrorism will be one branch and environmentalism the other for the elite to use it and designate the world population as the enemy, humanity the enemy, with us the managers managing. It's incredible quotes. Have you seen those?
I have not, but what you're describing is basically a symptom, an extreme symptom of the final fulfillment of what I'm talking about in its mid-state of
gestation. Okay, please continue with the history. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
But Thomas Malthus in the late 18th century saw the surplus whites as being a problem. Now, he did not advocate birth control because Great Britain at that time was just too Christian. And contraception, as my late colleague Charles Proven pointed out, historically was seen as a form of, as equivalent to sodomy or abortion. So it was literally impossible for a clergyman to advocate contraception. So what he advocated was this complex system of celibacy and bachelorhood, which obviously wasn't going to work. But, and that wasn't
and
the point.
And also crowding people together to, and spreading disease.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what was happening in London, but also in London from the Elizabethan age onward, the London mob, as it was called, had a revolutionary potential. Great Britain, to its credit, had no standing army, it had no police force, and there was a very thin line that stood between the ruling monarch and the people, and the London mob was an obstreperous and vigorous group of people. At any time, they were capable of overthrowing the government.
And that went back. That went back to the Magna Carta.
That went back to the Magna Carta. And so what we began to see was the criminalization of the white population of the major cities of Great Britain and Scotland as well, Scotland coming more to the fore in the 17th century, where you had, now people have asked me, what's the basis of the law here? The law here was ad hoc. The law was to take what we see with the New World Order in the United States today. It's to take one law and misapply it. And where I find the beginnings of white slave law, number one in the enclosures, which drove them out, but the actual weaponization of the enclosures, that law relates to pressing or the press gangs. Once again, our media has dealt with this inadequately. They almost make it romantic. The sailors were forced onto the ships.
Yeah,
and then
the press
they got
gangs. Well, and I want to be clear about this, because you have scientifically broken down and written about what I organically have recognized. They want to get you on welfare, get you in the psychiatric system, or get you in the criminal justice system, or get you in debt. The form of slavery you're talking about is what the British really invented in a modern sense, would be the debtor's prison, where, oh, you, and now they're saying under Homeland Security, bad credit, you'll have a bad security rating. This is the new system where they create economic suppression to get control of you and then get you into the system by giving you some type of criminal designation.
Right, because what they did was they pauperized the yeomanry. The yeomanry were willing to work. They had worked for hundreds of years, sharing the commons, herding their sheep and making at least a subsistence living, and then they were pauperized, forced into the city, and then labeled as criminals. And then you had the press gangs sweeping them up, and the press gangs operated in two ways. Initially, they operated to populate these very early settlements in North America, and then later on they were used militarily to fill the ranks of the Army and the Navy. But it began with getting settlers to go to places like North America, which North America in the 17th century was regarded as an extremely hostile place. And, for example, I have traced back to some of the early English literature where a convict had a choice of being sentenced to transportation. That was the euphemism for white slavery, or to being hanged at Tyburn. And he said, I've already talked to people who have been transported. I've read some of the letters. I've heard about what happened to them. I would rather suffer suffocation at Tyburn gallows for a minute or two than a lifetime of slavery in the colonies. So here was a realization of two points. One, that it was a living death over there, and two, that it wasn't 7 years of indentured servitude polishing the master's silverware in the big house and then being released, as we're told. That applied more to indentured servitude, which was a separate system. We're talking about
in fact, mainline historians report that black slaves generally, because they were pure property, were better treated than white slaves, because the white slaves, you didn't even have to feed them, you could just let them die.
Yeah, the white slaves were treated much worse. We even have as recently as the 1840s and 50s, when Frederick Law Olmsted, the architect of Central Park, went down south and wrote his classic work about his tour of the South, and he was watching a barge being loaded up with bales from a ship that had come in at the port of New Orleans, and he saw that the bales were being thrown recklessly down into the barge, and the white men who were stacking the bales were at risk of serious injury. And he asked the overseer what was going on, and he said, oh, they're just paddies, meaning Irishmen. He said, they're not worth anything. We can always replace them. And Armstead asked him, well, what if they were blacks? And he said, well, they cost us money. We would have had to take in much greater care. But, of course, when you're talking about slavery in America, Alex, you have to be careful because the situation changes dramatically from century to century.
That's right. They actually tricked the whites to go along with it because they at least, quote, were above the blacks. And then it gets more sophisticated. Please continue.
But in the 17th century, you had even different crops that the white slaves had to work as opposed to the black slaves. The white slaves were working after they did the land clearing, and land clearing is the most onerous labor that you can engage in on the frontier, draining the swamps, cutting down trees with hand axes. And after all of that backbreaking labor was completed, then you had to tend to the tobacco crops and the sugar crops. The sugar mostly in the West Indies, the tobacco crops.
Yeah, the way they described the white slaves was, it was like putting a goat out to mow your lawn. They would just throw them out and, hey, survive. You form something, then we'll move in behind you with the black slaves. Stay there. Michael Hoffman is our guest. Give you his website and a lot more. We're going to get into the occult globalist.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to get into some really serious subjects next 30 minutes with our guest. Then we've got the former chief economist of World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz, scheduled to be popping in. Talk about the economy. And you can't really have Mr. Hoffman on for just an hour, so we're going to have him up in the near future. Don't forget, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you not only get the fourth hour of the radio show, which everybody can pick up, and we appreciate the listeners listening, but also you get the video cam that's already up and running right now, the live video cam, the guest cam, the document cam, internet cam, video feed cam, cam on me. Adds a whole other dimension. Then we archive that hour. Sometimes we do more than an hour of the fourth hour. We turn it on early. We archive that within 2 hours up on PrisonPlanet.tv for folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. And you can go sign up right now and be watching the video cam if you'd like to. Going back to Mr. Hoffman, just encapsulating this, then we'll get into the other subjects. This is just more of your study of how the elite control us. That's why they're the elite. I mean, they're into how to control societies, how to propagandize. The average person's into wanting to have a new coat or eat a big meal or have a girlfriend or go to the Bahamas once a year or maybe just stay out of prison. And they rule over us. And next hour I want to get into what their mindset is, what you believe they're planning, and how the whole Germanic death cult occultism ties in with the Kabbalistic mysticism of the Jews, because people all say it's either a totally Zionist thing or it's a Catholic thing, or it's a, from what I studied, it's a satanic thing, but we'll get your whole analysis of that, sir. But finishing up with the white slaves.
Well, we were talking about their use initially in colonial America for land clearing and the stoop labor, and only afterwards were the blacks brought in. And, of course, I don't want to minimize in any way the pain, suffering, and hardship that black people endured as chattel slaves in America. The thing is that most of us are aware of that, and very few of us are aware of what the whites went through. When Congressman David Wilmot and the Free Soil Party threw its support behind Abraham Lincoln, the reason that they did so is that they were very worried that the southern plantation owners were going to put blacks and black slaves in Oregon and California, and they wanted to reserve the West for free white labor. And they called themselves, the Free Soil Party and Congressman David Wilmot, the Sons of Toil. And nowadays, when someone raises a shirt in a movie and shows whiplashes on his back, it's usually a black man who's been abused by a white overseer, Alex. But I can assure you, in colonial America, and I've documented it, that there were many hundreds of white men who also had those whiplashes on their back. And, of course, we know in the military and in the Navy, they received fatal whiplashings, up to 200 lashings.
Well, that's something that I got really into, just because it's so interesting, was the naval histories, the Napoleonic Wars, the sea battles, British naval history. And that was some of the big reforms in England that finally ended pressing, was that the midshipmen, the officers, would just, I think your cordless phone's cutting out there, my friend. If you've got a regular line, it'd be better. Would just walk around for no reason, beating people with whips, not just for cat or nine tail punishment. Go ahead.
Well, of course, the service in the Navy, which is especially the Napoleonic era Navy, which is made to be so very romantic now in movies like Master and Commander, you couldn't get guys to serve on those ships, so you had to press them in, and in order to maintain order and discipline, you had to use the lash. It's unfortunate in the film Master and Commander, which was otherwise a very well-done piece of cinema, that they passed over except for one brief conversation between the ship's doctor and the captain about how the fact that the crew there, between one-third and two-thirds of them, would have been press-ganged white slaves on board that ship. But my point I was trying to make earlier, Alex, was that white men and women in America are the sons and daughters of toil. And we
stay there. Back in 70 seconds with our guest. Fourth hour straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,